Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs. Welcome to Changing Perspectives. Let us talk about ministry. Let us talk about ministry and retirement. Ministry and retirement? Well, this is something that we may not think about. This is often a question or something that comes into play when we become so much older. You see, in my opinion, it's impossible to really get to a place where you retire from ministry. It's impossible letting go and saying that I am literally retiring from ministry. This is a concept that doesn't really apply. And even though there are certain things that may make it look like it, in ministry, you don't really retire. Because here's the thing. If I retire from ministry, I'm giving up on myself. If I retire from my destiny or my purpose or what God has given me as a daughter or a son of God to make a difference, then I'm actually losing myself. Let me put it to you in this way. You can never retire from something that is an inbuilt structure on the inside of you. You see, we may retire from a career. We may retire from a job. There's a beginning and there's an end. But when it comes to our calling, when it comes to who God has called us to be, the difference that we need to make, there's never really an end. If we look at parenting, you never really stop parenting. No matter how old you are, you will always be a parent. Once you become a parent, you remain a parent. It doesn't matter what specific season you may find yourself in. You may be a parent of a newborn baby. And then you may find yourself being a parent of a toddler or a teenager. You may even be a parent of an adult. The fact remains, the title, the position, and the understanding of what you are never changes. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how things change. You never stop being a parent. You may function differently from when you started. There may be different seasons and methods that come into play in your parenting. But you never really stop being a parent. Why am I saying this? Am I saying this because I am trying to prove a point? Not really. I'm saying this because I have heard people say, I'm retiring. I'm retiring from this gift. I'm retiring from this calling. I'm retiring from doing this. And the truth of the matter is that even if you try to retire from something, what is built on the inside of you will still come out. It will still come out. It will never really stop. You will never really stop. But there are instances where people have become doubtful of what they carry. People have become doubtful because of their season. People have become doubtful and feel like they can't carry this thing anymore. And maybe it's time for retirement. As I say, I've heard people say that. The calling that is placed over your life will drive you until the day you say goodbye to this world. Or rather, it should drive you. When we have an understanding of what has been placed on the inside of us, when we know who we are, when we understand our mission, and our mandate. We never really retire. So here's a story. My grandmother, a very devoted Christian. She did so many things for the church. I can remember as a young child that my grandmother was always in church. She was always doing things in ministry. She was always active. She was a phenomenal person and everybody loved her. That was what she put as a season in her life. And yes, indeed, it was a season. And I remember one specific time, I sat down with her and I asked her a couple of questions and I called her Ma and I said to her, Ma, what are you doing? Because I got into her room and it was so strange to find her just laying there. And I didn't realize that my grandmother was actually so down. She actually felt like she lost purpose. She actually felt like there was nothing for her to do. She was just laying there. And this was her response to me. She said to me, Cindy, my time is up. I'm just waiting for God to come and fetch me. And I looked at her. I'm not sure if it was disbelief. I'm not sure if I was angry. I'm not sure if the anger was righteous anger, but something happened on the inside of me. Something happened when I looked at a woman that was so strong, a woman who I admired, a woman who I looked up to for so many years, who paved the way for us to walk our own walk with God, the one who prayed for us and led us in so many ways. In our Christian walk, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that she thought that her time was up. She said that she had nothing to offer. And how many times do people feel that way? How many times do people feel that my time is up? Just because of your age. Just because you have reached a time and a season in your life that you are comparing to when you were young and you feel that your impact is not as important or as significant as it used to be. You know, I felt like at that moment when my grandmother said that to me, I felt like something left me. And I thought to myself, is this what people think in this season of their lives? Am I gonna say the same thing? Because surely there must be more. Surely there must be so much more than just giving up and saying, I am done, I'm retired, I am finished. Surely there must be so much more to just saying that I am done. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. I realized that she needed to hear that she had purpose. I sat down with my grandmother and I said to her, Ma, I need you. Do you realize that I am what I am because of you? Do you realize that you are the backbone to so many of us? Yes, maybe one day we will be strong and we will be able to cope without you. But do you know, do you understand that you are like a breath of fresh air within our lives? It is your voice that keeps us on the straight and narrow. It is your voice that impacts us. It's your voice that leads us into new dimensions of thinking. It is because of you that we are the way we are. I realized that she did not think that at her age, she could still impact people. She did not know that just by sitting at her feet and listening to her, she was imparting wisdom, understanding, and preparing the next generation. She was guiding us in ways that may have seemed simple to her, that may have seemed easy to her, but was something that we still needed to learn. And I looked at my grandmother and I told her these words. And suddenly, it was like life. Life came back into her eyes, into her body, into her soul, into her spirit. And she became her vibrant self and started realizing, but I can't just lay on this bed and wait for God to fetch me. My time is not up. And even if my time is up, I will serve Him and I will do what I need to do until the moment that He fetches me. So your time is not up, ladies and gentlemen. Your time will never be up until that time that when he comes and he calls you home. You know, the Bible speaks about how older women need to be reverent in the way that they live. Because there's a teaching ability that the older generation has that the new generation needs to catch. And if the two are not merging, there's something precious that is lost. And that is why you can never believe, ladies and gentlemen, that your time is up. You can never believe that you are expired. You can never believe that you are finished and you are done. You have an ability to urge us, to urge those who will come after you. You have an ability to be or to make them so much greater than their current state. What God has gifted you in your season may look like a season that has less action in it, but it is actually a season of impartation. And when you begin to understand that, you will impact this generation so much more. I realize something. When people reach a certain age, and it doesn't necessarily need to be 60, it doesn't have to be 80, it could be even in their 40s, where people feel that they are in a retirement process or they are busy with a retirement package concerning their destiny and concerning the call of God over their lives. They have given up on purpose and destiny and impacting, influencing others because they believe that they have reached an expiry date. You see, in the same way I had to convince my grandmother to stand up and live again. In the same way today, I would like to convince you and I would like to encourage you to stand up and live again. Your time is not up. No matter your age, you will find yourself in a perfect season where God has placed you to impact perfectly. The problem may be that you want to operate in a previous season. You want to do what you know you have done well in the previous season. And you feel that this season has ambushed you. And this season has brought with it too many challenges and too many newness with it. You've not found your identity in the season. You have not found your rhythm in the season. And you are struggling to adapt. And that is why you can't figure things out. There may be a tendency to give up. But today, I'm encouraging you that this is not the time. Here's the truth. You are not retired. You are not expired. You have just not found your rhythm for your new season. Psalm 71:18 says this, "Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. There are many mighty men and women of God who served until the very end. You are not dismissed. God has not dismissed you. Your age will not dismiss you. The day when you leave this earth is the day that you need to say to yourself that you have run this race to its fullest and that you have found a perfect rhythm and you have come to a place of endurance where you look to Him, the founder, the author, the perfecter of your faith, and you have found it. You have found it. You have found yourself in a place of endurance, and you have finished strong. This, ladies and gentlemen, is your mandate. Let us pray. Father, I decree and I declare over each and every person listening to the sound of my voice, awake. Awake from your sleep and your slumber. Arise from your place of defeat. Arise from your place of defeat. You are not retired and you are not expired. I speak to your spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Rise up and run again, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you and He has anointed you for every single season in your life. Come on, man and woman of God, arise and stand in the fullness of God. I speak the love and the life of God over you, the Ruach of God, that you will live and breathe again in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. I really enjoyed my time with you. Please do not forget to go on to Amazon, check out Cindy Jacobs, look at my book or go and search for my book called Changing Perspectives Every Day. I assure you that you will be blessed. God bless you and take care until we meet again next week. Bye-bye.
Of your spirit, the unknown is revealed through the power of the fourth dimension. I may not see it yet through the eyes of my flesh. I have conceived it through the power of faith. All things work together for my remind me of your endless mercy. When the wind starts to blow, when I find it hard to see my direction, I may not feel it yet, but you work it out, Lord. I'll keep believing. Jesus, you're my breakthrough. All things work together for my
3, 2, ra ta 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 ra.
Oh.